Welcome to the Real BS Show, starring
Bill
and Seth.
Hello.
The starring. Hey, you're the star, not me.
I'm not sure about that.
Hey, we got some music that changed the world. Remember my old roommate?
Yeah.
Got a couple songs of his, too. A couple of Mike Hutzel songs.
Yeah.
To play for you. See what a studio will do. But first, we got a little coronavirus music.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you listen carefully. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to catch corona. She said, I really hate to give such attitude. Furthermore, I truly hope my social distance isn't rude. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of virus in my food. There must be 50 ways to catch corona. 50 ways to catch corona. You just go out to eat, Pete. Hang out at the pub, bub. Hands don't need to be clean, Gene. Hey, just listen to me. Breathe in the sneeze, Louise. Don't worry about that moist breeze. Just touch on your face, Grace. Share a ciggy with me. Oh, just go out to eat, Pete. Hang out at the pub, bub. Hands don't need to be clean, Gene. It's all cool, you see. Breathe in the sneeze, Louise. Don't worry about that moist breeze. Just touch on your face, Grace. Let's share this ice cream. She said it's all a hoax, that nasty infectious curve. And forget about this social distance if you have the nerve. I said, I appreciate your advice, but could you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just party hard tonight? No respirators needed anywhere in sight. And then she coughed into my mouth, and I knew that she was right. There must be 50 ways to catch corona. 50 ways to catch corona. You just go out to eat, Pete. Hang out at the pub, bub. Hands don't need to be clean, Gene. Hey, just listen to me. Breathe in the sneeze, Louise. Don't worry about that moist breeze. Just touch on your face, Grace. Share a ciggy with me. Oh, just go out to eat, Pete. Hang out at the pub, bub. Hands don't need to be clean, Gene. It's all cool, you see. Breathe in the sneeze, Louise. Don't worry about that moist breeze. Just touch on your face, Grace. Let's share this ice cream.
Now, folks, do not do what this song says.
Yeah.
Do the opposite.
Don't do anything that song said. Yeah.
Yeah. That was just a spoof.
A little joke.
I forget the name of the guy that did it. It's a Paul Simon song. But so, I think spring is here.
Yeah.
Want to hear my frogs?
Sure.
All right. Get ready. Get set. Go.
Listen to these frogs. First day that they've been awake. Sound like a bunch of ducks. Wow. They're in both ponds. It must be a sign of spring.
Music doesn't lie. If there is something to be changed in this world, then it can only happen through music, according to the famous Jimi Hendrix. Take it away, sound of the world.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we have been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. Oh.
Remember my roommate, Mike Hussle?
Oh, yeah.
I told you about last week. He sang Georgia.
Oh, yeah. He's a really good musician.
Yeah. Well, I found on YouTube he's got an album.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I picked a couple songs up of there. Don't tell him. And I thought, what the heck, we'll play him. You know, see what he sounds like in the studio.
Right.
You know, see what a band and all that sounds like in the studio.
I mean, he sounded good live, but
yeah,
in the
I know.
Studio.
Well, fasten your seatbelt, because you're going to hear Mike Hussle live. I mean, in the studio.
And when I saw you for the first time, you know, like
Wow, that was something else. This is a real BS show.
Fake. So this is Playing for Change. And
Next up on deck here?
Yeah. Some of these songs that we've been doing has been Playing for Change.
And
they're around the world playing together.
Yeah, they got musicians from all over the world.
Right.
But they don't come to the studio. They record their spots where they are, and then they send it over the internet, and they put it all together back in a studio someplace.
That's one of the things. I've been looking at a lot of different groups that were doing similar. They were getting on the internet and just recording together in their homes because there is a lockdown, you know, so they can't go out and...
Yeah, there's a lot more of that going on. There's concerts that are actually going on.
Right, and I kind of like that. It's kind of a nice thing, you know. I wish that they would do live events like that more often.
Well, let's try to do that with Gary and Mike,
right,
my two friends, and see if we can do something without all that $1 million worth of equipment.
Right.
So this is... What'd you say? Playing for Change, Song Around the World.
Right.
This is another one that I kind of liked.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm stealing all these. I'm doing all these song stuff that I want to do. You got to do stuff you want to do.
Yeah, I got a few.
After this is over, let's do some of your stuff.
Yeah, I got a few.
All right, then I'll make fun of your stuff. Well, you didn't make fun of my stuff.
No,
did
I didn't. No,
you
didn't. I enjoy this music.
Okay, well, then I ain't going to make fun of yours then. Yeah. How about that?
You know, I think this is Otis. They're covering Otis Redding, right? And
No, this is Rolling Stones.
I thought we did Gimme Shelter, right?
Oh, we already did it?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You are correct.
Yeah.
You are very correct.
Got this old decrepit mind all
that's,
mixed
that's
up.
That's my songs, the Otis writing.
Yeah, so, right. Yeah, right,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Okay. I jumped the gun here.
Okay.
We're not automated. We're manual.
Yeah, this is all, we shoot from the hip.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do when we walk in here.
No script, nothing.
We just stay 6 feet apart. That's
total,
the main
thing. Total real BS. That's what it is.
Yeah.
No, okay. No horses.
Well, this is another coronavirus song. Give me shelter.
All right.
Show. Seth, you got to play some songs.
Yeah.
I got some songs?
Yeah, Sitting on the Dock in the Bay. That's a great song. And this song has Otis Redding's sons in it singing.
Otis 2 and 3?
Yeah, 2 and 3. That's good. I just thought it was a well-done song, well-recorded.
That's from around the world, too, kind of thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is, yeah. They have different people from around the world.
People doing that now?
Spain. They got one woman from Spain playing the guitar. Other people playing around the world, some bassists playing in Florida. It's really nice.
Well, let's play some of your what you brought with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. sitting in the morning sun, and I'll be sitting when the evening comes. So just watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Oh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay,
watching the tide roll away.
Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Sitting here resting my bones, this loneliness won't leave me alone. So 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Beautiful. That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
This is a real BS show. Seth, you got some more songs in your bag there?
I got a few songs in my bag, and maybe we can put some back-to-back songs. How about that?
Okay, let's do that. It's nonstop, so they don't have to listen to us.
Yeah.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at 9, then he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time, 'cause his world is quality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the mane, stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man. 'Cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so concerned. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's root when fate passes on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservative. better. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matter of morning snakes, 'cause he's out so good, and he's out so fine, and he's out so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. Champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, 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 Lola.
Sounds like an old army song there.
Yeah.
Very old.
Yeah. A few guys I knew had a very similar experiences to the Kinks there with Lola, so I won't go into details or mention names, but
they drank too much, that's all.
Yeah, they knew who they were. It was in Las Vegas. I won't mention their names. They knew who they are. It is what it is.
You had to be there.
Yeah, you had to be there. So what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, and
I want to break that trend.
No, I just I don't understand the whole concept of going to Vegas and doing those things. I was 19 there when I was there, and we kept on getting kicked out of casinos, and I thought that was the highlight of my day. But this that guy,
you're allowed to gamble unless you're 21.
No,
right?
No, yeah. No gambling, no drinking. You know, but I could serve in the military, so
yeah, you can go get your head shot off. Yeah, but that's
yeah. Here, pick this rifle up. Go shoot that person.
Yeah, go kill somebody. Yeah. First thing they told me when I went in the Army, said, we're not here to screw around. We're here to teach you how to kill people.
Yeah.
You're not here to die for your country. You're here to kill the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want you
to
die.
Glad to know that.
They spent all this money training and whatnot. They don't want you to die.
Yeah, right, right. But, well, waste a lot of money.
Oh, sure.
I still felt like cannon fodder anyway, so.
No, easily. There's a recent report from Pentagon that there is $1 trillion lost. They lost it. They don't know where it went.
Say, oops.
I don't know. Hey, if you don't believe it, Google it. It's out there. Mm-hmm. Anything I say is Googleable. So, you know, it's not conspiracy theories. It's just the real truth. They did an audit. So.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all.
Hey, you know. Did you hear about the oil prices?
Yeah, I saw the oil futures down to minus $35.
Yeah.
What the heck? They're paying people to take the oil?
Yeah, what happened was is the future contract, this is how oil is purchased in the United States, but people buy month contracts. So they buy $1,000 or 1,000 barrels, which doesn't come in barrels. It comes in tankers.
That's one contract?
That's one contract. Yeah. And then they try selling it off or someone else buys it on them. And what happens is usually it's always been someone buys the contract off them and then they get the oil. But in this situation, the market is saturated with oil. So they end up having to sell the oil off. It's the first time I ever think this has ever happened. We have so much oil sitting around that they decided to sell it, and it kept on getting lower and lower to $35 a barrel, which the contracts come in
minus 35.
Yeah, so minus 35.
Yeah.
So when it, said and done, when you buy contracts, it's per 1,000 barrels. So that's $35,000 they had to pay somebody to take the oil. I think it actually got down to 37. And I was sitting there watching it, and I'm thinking, boy, what if I had access to a train tankers, I could easily just house it somewhere. And I'm like, I can't do that. That's just, I don't have any access.
Well, that means somebody would pay you $35,000 to take the oil.
If
and
you
then
had
you
it,
would put it in a tanker and then
just
a month
on
later, sit on it. And a month later, say, okay, I want to sell it
for $20.
$20 a barrel. Boom.
In May, it's back to $20.
So you'd make $20,000, boom, plus the
37. Yeah. So that'd be $57,000.
Well, I think the guys in the United States are going to shale oil.
They're hurting.
Yeah, I mean, it costs more to do the shale than it does Saudi Arabia.
Well, Russia is the one that started this, and so is Saudi Arabia. They jumped right at lock and stayed with each other. They decided to do a price war with each other. And so Russia's object is to cause the Saudis to hurt their economy, because Russia has a diversified economy, where Saudi Arabia has just oil. That's it. Nothing else.
Well, both of them together are going to put us out of business.
Oh, well, you know, the thing
it's hard to get them fired back up once they shut them down.
That's what they say. But you know what? They went through this before, and they learned new tactics. I was paying attention to this when it happened because I was worried about the oil industry in the United States. And they learned from before when this happened. They decided they learned new tactics to handle the wells, and they didn't lay off everybody. So they're able to bring everybody back easier once things start situating better. But this was a price war that was not related to the coronavirus, but it got amplified by the coronavirus epidemic or pandemic.
Yeah.
And it just spiraled out.
If everybody's staying home and nobody's flying around the country. And
right. They were predicting this spring rush. Everybody
going
out.
Who wants to get in a bus and go anywhere?
No.
Or subway or whatever?
No.
Forget it.
Right. I mean, but they were predicting, the Russians and the Saudis were predicting that people would be driving more, and they were thinking spring's coming, summer's coming, so they could do this war and, you know, this little price gouging, or not price gouging, but price war, and it kind of backfired a little bit.
This whole world's backfired.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
Anyhow,
we could play another song. This one is from you.
From me? Yeah, yeah. You have the Doobie Brothers, right?
Oh, that's Around the World people.
Yeah. It's Playing for Change Around the World. These guys got another song here that you picked.
All right. Well, let's surprise everybody.
Yeah.
BS show.
How about a little Ringo Starr and Around the World kind of thing?
Yeah. And Robbie Robertson.
I don't know him.
Yeah, I think he's from England, as Ringo Starr is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we might as well get Ringo in here and give him a little shout out.
Yeah. Is he singing in this?
No. Oh, okay. He just talks in the beginning. He wants to know what key it's in.
Oh.
He plays the drums.
Oh.
And then he says it's in F demented.
Right.
Well, I shouldn't give it away.
Yeah, well.
That's all okay. Right. If everybody listen, you'll hear them.
Yeah.
All right, Ringo, take it away.
What key is it in, Robbie? F demented.
About half past this, just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No, it's all he said.
Take a load off, daddy. Take a load for free. Take a load off.
My bed when looking for a place to hide. When I saw old Gomer and the devil walking side by side. Say, hey, come on, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around.
Take a load off, baby. Take a load for free. Take a load off, baby.
Down, Miss Moses, there ain't nothing you can say. Just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on Judgment Day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about your Annalise? Said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalise company?
Take a load off, Annie. Take a load for free. Take a load off, baby.
Put the load
around me. Take a load off, Annie.
This is the Real BS Show. Let's do one more song. You do one more song that you like, okay. Seth. Okay, and we'll rock everybody to sleep with that.
That sounds fun.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
What do you got?
The Kinks.
The Kinks. You're in a kinky.
That's right.
Stretch here tonight. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I got into the Kinks one night, and just like, hey, we did this before in our old show.
You digging around your dad's records?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's hear the Kinks. And let's say goodnight to everybody, Seth.
Yeah, we can't forget that.
Yeah, it's coronavirus turndown week or whatever.
Yeah, let's get back to
slowdown week.
Get back to normal unlockdown.
Yeah, know? Right, unlockdown. Yeah. All right, folks, thanks for listening. We'll see you all next week. See you next week, too, okay, Seth?
Yes, sir.
Stay out of trouble.
I will.
All right. Let's hear the Kinks. Side.